views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from Hubbard Radio here in the Seattle area on KKNW AM 1150. You may be listening on WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York, or you may be listening on Cable Radio Network or, of course, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. So glad you're joining me here today because we're going to be talking about something that people love to talk about, but we're going to be talking about it from a different angle. But before I share what we're going to talk about, I have to say hello to Benny. Hey, Benny.
Howdy, neighbor. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm glad it's Friday. It's been one of those weeks.
Oh, I got me too. My brain is ready to explode. And, of course, the news with – sorry, I'm watching the Olympics right now. Big hockey game in the mix right now with USA versus Canada. And Canada is up 1-0. We hopefully USA can get a goal and score it up and tie it. Bring it to overtime and win.
Well,
that's what I hope for.
You know, I hate to admit this on air, but I haven't been watching the Olympics.
Oh, why?
Yeah, yeah. And it's my life's been busy enough. Thank you very much. You know,
right.
It's one of those things. But I do really enjoy reading about some of it, particularly like the behind the scenes stuff. Like, there was somebody who's on the Russian team who's a United States citizen who fell in love with a Russian athlete, like, you know, many years ago. And now he lives in Russia. He's on the Russian team. It's like, I like that.
It's like
that
the
kind of stuff.
Expose, the stories untold.
Right. The stories about the people who are there, you know, working hard and competing their hearts out because they want to be their personal best and they have pride in their country and want to express that. So that's
great. I agree. It brings up a really good, interesting story. Like, I think last week or a couple of weeks before, right when the Olympics had just started, I don't know if you saw, there was a cross-country skier that had a malfunction to a ski, like, ooh, right before the finish line, and a neighboring country coach just gave him a ski, like another one, so he could finish.
Great.
Now, that's the compassion and the camaraderie about the Olympics, and that's another reason why I like it.
Yeah, and that's fabulous when it comes from another country because,
sure,
you know, there's an aspect of competition, which is wonderful, that can help
people
gonna
be
to,
there. Yeah,
you know, to excel, and yet competition at the expense of the individual is not good. And so that's great. That's a wonderful story.
I thought it was great. That's just a little snippet
of
what's going on. But, I mean, it's awesome. I'm just floored by watching it. So
yeah. Well, I'm glad. I love hearing about it from you.
Good.
And the newspaper. And sorry, folks, I'm not watching.
No, that's okay. We'll fill you in later.
My life is really, really busy. And one of my challenges over the years is trying to figure out how to fit everything in. Now, last week, I was outed on the air. Karen Curry, who's the human design specialist, looked at my chart and said, "You're what we lovingly refer to as a pure freak," you know, and so I was called a freak on air. But she was basically saying that I naturally go in multiple directions, and that's the case. So the question becomes, how do I do all that I want to do and somehow have my life organized? And I really do believe that you're going to view organization differently by the end of this show. I'm going to read you just the very first paragraph of my guest book. My guest is Jennifer Loudon, and this is called The Life Organizer. And it's just such a beautifully written invitation. I want you, the listener, to hear this. What if there was a way to organize and guide your life that was more closely resembled lying back on an inner tube as the current carried you along, with occasionally adjusting your course because you want to smell a wild rose on shore or because you hit a bumpy stretch, rather than a furious, exhausting upstream paddle? What if self-mercy and listening to your authentic desires were your truest guides, far more trustworthy than gauging how much you accomplish in a day or what you earn? What if feeling confusion and uncertainty was actually a sign that you were on the right path? What if you could erase your sense of never having enough time or energy by cultivating a constant loving connection to yourself? Such a profound, beautifully written question. And when I read that, it's like, yes, 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 I want that. You know, how do I do that? And my wonderful guest today is here to share with us how to go about doing that. Jennifer Loudon, she's the author of this book, The Life Organizer, and four other books, including the Women's Comfort book. She's a personal growth pioneer who's helped launch the self-care movement, which is so important. I think people are realizing that, you know, self-care is really where it's at if they want to contribute to the world. And she's got this perspective that if you combine self-love and world love, you have wholeness for all, which is a beautiful thing. And she's also created online communities that's reaching hundreds of thousands of people. So I'm so happy to have this wonderful author, this vibrant woman who's on my show today, Jennifer Loudon. Jennifer, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Oh, golly gosh, I feel special.
You know, when I read that first paragraph that I just read to the listeners, and I normally don't read portions of books, but it's just such an incredible invitation. How do we do this when we're, you know, we're so used to looking at lists of things to do and check them off and push to get things done? Why have you chosen to encourage people to look at organizing differently?
Because I needed it.
Ah.
When my daughter was little, she's now almost 20 and at the University of Washington, mm-hmm. I felt so unhappy because I was pulled in so many different directions, and I never felt like I was doing a good job at anything.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, been there, done that.
Yeah, and I wasn't enjoying her as fully as I could or enjoying my work, and I just felt, I felt ashamed a lot. I mean, it's a little severe of a word, mm-hmm. but a feeling of, this is not how I want to live my life, and no matter what calendar system I bought or how many times I went to the Container Store mm-hmm. and bought cute little bins.
And they've got some great ones out there.
They do, and I love them. it wasn't enough, and I want to say to everybody, I am not in any way saying give up your calendar. I uh-huh. wouldn't know to be here if I didn't have a calendar.
Right, right.
But there was a very clear call from my heart and my soul to say, there's got to be another side of this.
Uh-huh.
It's not just about the little blocks on my to-do list or on my calendar. And so that's what I set out to do. And honestly, this book is the fruition of many iterations of the material over 15 years, and uh-huh. literally tens of thousands of people have worked with it. So it's not just, but it came from that desire.
Right, right. Well, you know, they always say we teach what we
yeah.
need to learn.
Yeah.
And I found that's been so true within my own life. And, you know, but when I read the title, The Life Organizer, I was expecting it to be a different sort of book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'd seen your video online. I got a sense of your approach to life. And yet The Life Organizer, the way I think of organizing, I didn't expect what's in here. What's your perspective on what the word organizing means?
Well, my perspective from this book is organizing from the inside out.
Uh-huh.
Is organizing from, okay, I know that I can will my way through my life.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually I am going to become a desert inside.
Mm.
And perhaps ill. I've certainly stressed my adrenals several times in my life.
Right.
So what if there was a way, not perfectly, not every day, not all the time, to be listening to me, to my heart, to my desires, to what calls to me, and navigating by that at least part of the time?
Right.
And what if there was tools and ways to be more aware and awake and mindful while I was doing it?
Wonderful. So you're talking about listening to your heart and your inner voice over just the mind and the external circumstances that are, you know, telling you what you should do.
Exactly. So think about when you wake up in the morning. There's mm-hmm. there's a million ways to wake up, but here's two broad strokes. Oh, my God, I'm so behind. First thought of the day. Well, everything I didn't get done yesterday. Oh, my gosh, how am I going to keep up with today? I'm never going to get through it, okay?
Right.
Or, wow, yeah, oh, I can feel some anxiety about the day, and I'm going to sit here. I'm going to feel the sheets against my skin. I'm going to look around and say, I'm good. I'm okay, I'm safe, I'm going to take some deep breaths,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm going to check in with myself and say, what do I need today? Mm. I'm going to put myself back in the picture. What do I desire today? How could I nurture myself in this busy day?
You know, that's so counter intuitive for those of us who've been ingrained in Western culture, particularly women who've been taught that, you know, we need to be serving, we need to, you know, get these things done to help others function and to help our, you know, help our families. And of course, you know, business people, it's the same sort of thing. It's like, what do I need to do in order to, you know, get my job
mm-hmm.
done?
Mm-hmm.
And yet you're saying, start from this moment of self.
And what we're finding in pieces of research in different fields is this is how we're going to build the creativity and the resiliency that we need to compete in our workplace and that we want to model for our children.
Oh, that's so huge, Jennifer, because, you know, I think that with our educational system and our approach to, you know, productivity in our culture, we're squelching the creative
sense. We are.
It's sad. I've seen it within the context of schools with my kids.
Me too.
You know, I see it in the business world. It's sad.
It is. And so how do we either let the culture mold us,
mm-hmm.
which is a culture of competitiveness, busyness, a feeling that we're kind of losing the point of life.
Uh-huh.
And we can bemoan it or we can start doing something about it.
Mm-hmm.
When Gandhi said, be the change, which he actually didn't say, but let's misquote him, that you want to
see. It's a great quote, regardless.
He actually didn't say it. But it's a great idea. Be the change you want to see. Like, what does that mean? Well, how can you begin to, at least internally, begin to show up, mindfully choose what you do with your time, your mm-hmm. energy, and if you can't do that, how you react.
Yeah.
To what you are given. Can you begin to weave in beauty and pleasure? Because studies are showing us that beauty and pleasure actually are human needs that fuel happiness, even in the midst of that daily grind.
Right.
And can you start to weave in what calls to you? Maybe it doesn't become your main job,
uh-huh.
but maybe what calls to you begins to light up your evenings or your weekends instead of endless hours of TV.
Uh-huh. Right. And, you know, as basic as it seems to me that what you're presenting, it's actually radical in our culture.
I know it does seem basic because you've been doing it for a long time.
No, exactly. It's like, yeah. Oh, isn't this the way life is?
Right, right.
You know,
I
know that you've got step-by-step process to help people sort of get into this place of organizing from the inside out. But we need to go to a short break. But when we return here on the Christine Upchurch, more with Jennifer Loudon.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton. Featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Jennifer Loudon. She is the author of several books, including The Life Organizer, A Woman's Guide to a Mindful Year. Now, Jennifer, you know, in your title, it says A Woman's Guide, but what's in this book I think would be helpful for everybody.
Yeah, but women have a particular set of issues, shall we say, around being kind to ourselves, around honoring our needs and desires, around finding time. Men have issues too, but they're different. And so I wanted to address women's issues because I've been passionate about that since I was little.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but men do buy the book and use it. They just put a post-it note over the word woman.
So keep that in mind, Benny.
Isn't it just under the whoa?
Exactly.
All right. Just making sure. Because I'm still man. I won't be a whoa man.
you could just be a man's guide if you just use like a little post-it note. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. So, you know, you've talked about approaching life differently. But in terms of organizing our lives. I mean, don't things fall apart if we come from this perspective of self?
Well, I'm not going to say they can't fall apart, but what I'm going to say is they could be a good falling apart.
Mm.
And I'm also going to say that most of the time for the fear that we have about our life falling apart, if we pay attention to ourselves, is a hardwired fear as well as a cultural fear. The hardwired fear is we'll be ostracized.
Will
be eaten. I mean, we stayed together in tribes and groups because it kept us safe.
Sure.
And that's still in our awareness, even if we're not consciously aware of it.
Oh, absolutely.
And culturally, we've been taught that it's selfish to think about yourself. Again, there's a tremendous amount of historical context for that. But you have to live in this historical context as well.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you define selfish? You really, what is your code of values and honors? And if you're not in that code, I can pretty much guarantee you your life is not going to be satisfying.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, at one point fairly recently, I recognized that I had this internal belief system that if I did what was right for myself, that it would have a negative impact on my family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was on some level, I knew how that kind of concept, that kind of idea sort of got programmed in my head. But at that moment, I began to understand the depth of the depth of its control over me.
Yeah.
And how I wasn't making choices based on my authentic voice because I was afraid. How does something like that get in the way?
Well, it's beautiful, the story you just told, because it reflects to everyone that the first step is to become aware of what are the narratives or the stories or the beliefs, whatever word you want to use, that are forming your choices.
Mm-hmm.
That is the most important skill, and I do talk about it in the book under a section called story, that we can develop as human beings. That's why spiritual practice, meditation, reflection, journaling are so important. They begin to get us out of, imagine you're a goldfish in the water and you're not aware you're in water.
Uh-huh.
So once you become aware that you're in water, that is pretty empowering.
Why?
Now, it doesn't mean that the water goes away, because we all live in a culture. We all live in a story. It's the way we work as humans. It will never change. But if we can constantly be curious about the water and mm-hmm. how it's affecting our choices, we get more choice.
Right.
And we get to say, well, wait, where am I in this? What do I want? What do I care about in the world?
Mm-hmm.
How can those two inform each other?
Right.
So it's huge. It's ongoing. It's for the rest of your life. And if anybody doubts that, go to the bookstore and read any woman's memoir.
Darn right. Darn right. It is a process.
Every single memoir will, even the ones that are about, being a correspondent in the war,
mm-hmm.
will hold something about a woman saying, oh, look, I thought I had to do X. I uh-huh. thought I had to be Y. But I decided in this moment to be what I became, what I wanted most to be. And no, it wasn't without cost.
Uh-huh.
But it was a cost I was willing to pay.
It's about shedding some of those things that don't serve us to become more of who we truly are.
And I think of it as who we're truly always becoming.
Oh, I like the way you put that. Who we're truly becoming.
Because it's always fluid. It's always changing, mm-hmm. right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And accepting that and working with it is a huge message in the book. It's moving from the fixed viewpoint of I am so-and-so, this is my identity, I've arrived, or someday mm-hmm. I will arrive, to, oh, I'm living my life now. How do I show up for it? How do I navigate it as skillfully as I can?
Right. And so to navigate it skillfully, this organizing process, you've got 5 steps. What are those steps?
Well, I have to say that they take longer to describe and teach than they do to do. So
right.
the actual process is 30 seconds to a minute.
Okay.
And the way I broke it down in the book is the steps of connect, feel, inquire, apply, and allow.
Uh-huh.
And connect is, most of the time, I think we're in a trance. We forget we have a body. We forget we have life energy.
Mm-hmm.
So the first step is wake up. Feel your body, you know. Take a quick stretch. Go to the bathroom. Take a breath. Give yourself a little hand rub. Anything that makes you go, oh, look, I'm here. I'm here.
And, you know, I think that there are a lot of people who are on their spiritual path who actually think that they're supposed to transcend the body.
Mm.
And, you know, somehow the body isn't a part of their spiritual being, and therefore, you know, they shouldn't focus on it. But you're encouraging people to, like, focus on it and be in their bodies.
Oh, my gosh. This is, like, my number one thing. I'm like, the cheerleader for the body. If you've ever been with somebody when they died, or an animal when they died, it is, you'll never forget it, and you'll never forget the feeling of that they were there and now they're gone.
Right.
And there's something about that body being embodied with spirit that, I am passionate about it. So, yes, if there's one thing you do from the book is connect with your body, I'll be so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a big deal. It doesn't mean you have to go to yoga class, right? It just means being here in a body. I had a friend once who could speak to the dead. I don't know whether this is accurate or not, but
uh-huh.
she told me she could. And she said, gosh, the biggest thing they always tell me is how much they miss their bodies and how much they wish they could give the people they love one more hug.
Oh, wow.
So I think about that
almost
every day.
And, you know, from my perspective as somebody who, you know, works in the realm of energy healing,
mm-hmm.
it's all energy, and some of it's denser vibration and some of it's higher frequency vibration, but it's all a part of our being. And therefore there's information within all of it. And there's, you know, the context for our life within all of it.
And there's pleasure. There's so much pleasure. The Mary Oliver stanza in her poem, Wild Geese, you know, just love what the soft animal of your body loves.
Mm.
So anyway, step one is connect. So
okay.
quick, you know, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, whatever you want. And then step two is feel. We have a brain in our heart. the study of neurocardiology is revealing how important that brain is. It's 40,000 plus neurons. And when we can focus on a positive feeling for 30 seconds to a minute, we really change the information that's coming from our heart brain up to our cranium brain to a much more organized set of energy waves that then allows our cranium brain to work much more effectively, more creatively, resiliently, like we were speaking about earlier. So it's
right.
a really important tool. And the way to do it is to focus your attention on your heart. And, you know, take out a couple of deep breaths. And I bring up a memory of getting married. I got married this past August.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so I have like a stockpile of memories. And the memory's not so important as it just gets the feelings jump-started.
Uh-huh.
And then you focus on the pleasant feelings. You don't have to name them or strain for it. Just savor them, right? And you can also savor positive feelings as they happen through the course of the day. Yesterday morning, my husband has early morning insomnia. So he often gets up and lays on the couch and reads and drinks his coffee, and I'm still in bed.
Uh-huh.
So I got up, and I was, you know, later in the morning, and I was hugging him, and just that wonderful feeling of connection.
Mm-hmm.
I savored it throughout the day.
Right.
I brought that up and savored it for 20, 30, 40 seconds.
Well, what I love what you're saying is that scientists have shown that that positive energy from the heart affects the brain in the brain that's in, you know, our heads,
mm-hmm.
To make it more organized, to make it more creative, to make it more effective at life. So this seems like a really important step to get our brains to function.
Really important.
And I guess on some level, you know, it's our human nature to, you know, to feel. And so we should be just saying a duh.
Well, it is a duh. I mean, all the poets, Shakespeare, the ancient texts, the wisdom texts, Rumi, they all talked about the heart knows best.
But somehow we've managed to forget that.
Yeah. Well, you know, the age of reason was a good thing. The dark ages were not fun.
Right.
But we went a little too far and we forgot the body and the heart a little bit too much. So we're bringing it back.
Yeah.
And shows like you are bringing it back. Shows like yours.
Well, you know, we've got to go to another quick break. But when we return, Jennifer, I'm going to want you to chat about the other steps that we can take to begin to organize our lives in a different way. More with Jennifer Loudon, author of The Life Organizer, when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I love some of the choices that Benny makes for music, and that's an oldie but a goodie.
Oh, come on now, Christine.
Yeah, what?
Was it your favorite? Come on, you can say it was your favorite.
It was not my favorite, but I really like it.
Okay, good. Yeah. I feel better.
Yeah, I think that last week when you played Super Freak, when I was added on air about being a freak, that might be my favorite.
It was just a golden opportunity. I had to rise up.
Yeah. Well, I love the playfulness, Benny. And, you know, my guest today understands the need for that sense of play, that sense of being in the moment. Jennifer Loudon, she's the author of The Life Organizer, A Woman's Guide to a Mindful Year. Now, Jennifer, first, before we go further, talking about the various steps to organizing from the inside out, can you please share with our listeners how they can connect with you?
Come on over to Jennifer Loudon, LOUDEN.com. And if you want some great freebies, including a Life Organizer app, go to Jennifer. You'll see it at JenniferLoudon.com, or you can do JenniferLoudon.com/Life Organizer. Cool. And we have all kinds of goodies for you there.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful website. I spent some time sort of navigating my way through and watching videos of you and everything. And you know, I find this work fascinating because I used to live from those lists, and I always would feel so much better checking things off the list. And in fact, if I had done something that wasn't on the list, I'd actually write it on the list so I could check it off.
And there's a reason why you get a hit of dopamine. And dopamine is one of the hormones that helps us, or neurotransmitters that helps us get things done.
Uh-huh.
So it's not, I really want to stress to everybody that making lists and having calendars and all of that is delightful and delicious, but we don't want to leave out the other half.
Right. Okay. So you were in the middle of telling us the five-step process for this other half.
Yeah. So we connect with our body for a few minutes, just a few seconds. Second, we bring up a pleasant memory. We savor it. We feel into it. We feel into the area of our heart. I always put my hand on my heart to help me. Third, we inquire. We're asking ourselves questions all the time. They're just not usually very helpful questions, right?
Uh-huh.
Do I look fat in this? Do they hate me? Will I get it all done in time? Will I
fail? You've been inside my head, haven't you?
I've been stress eating since this last 4 or 5 months. I know that. Do I look fat in this question? Very well right now. Dealing with my mom's Alzheimer's led me to lots of rice crackers.
So
what we do instead, what the book is full of, is what I call mindful questions. They're much more positive and expansive. They open up your creativity. They connect you more to your heart, which you've already primed with this positive feeling. So they might be, what do I need right now? Or what would be most, what would love do right now? I love that question when I'm feeling angry at my kids. What's the most important thing right now when you're faced with a bunch of competing commitments and decisions, those of you who are in leadership positions?
Right.
Take the time to connect with your body. Bring up a memory when you were feeling very confident of yourself as a leader, and then ask, what's most important right now? Mm-hmm. If you skip the feel state step and only go to the inquire step, it will still work, but the feel step makes it so much more powerful and fast.
And you were talking about the important connection between the heart and the heart energy and the brain energy, scientifically proven.
Yes.
So it makes sense to include that step.
It sure does. It really does. So, yes, and you can look up. There's a lot of great research archived under heartmath.org mm-hmm. if you want to look up about neurocardiology, everybody. And then step 4 and 5 are pretty, you know, rational. Uh-huh. Step 4 is allow. Pause when you've asked this mindful question and see what occurs to you. We get so much information into our senses, like 6 million pieces of information come into all 5 of our senses every moment.
Wow.
And almost all of it is edited out because we would obviously get insane very quickly. We'd
sure.
be schizophrenic. So by just pausing and asking this question, you can call on information that your senses have that you're not aware of in your conscious mind. That can, including, oh my gosh, I really need to get up and go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And then the last one is apply. Do something. Make a, you know, get up and go to the bathroom. Call, you got to hit to call your sister. Maybe you can't do it that moment, but you can do it on the drive home.
Uh-huh.
You got to call to, you know, a feeling of, God, I really need to get some exercise today. Make a commitment. What is that exercise going to be? What can you really do? Start building this in practical ways.
So how do you take this approach and integrate it into our busy, busy lives?
This is not a big deal. This is a minute. This is 2 minutes we're talking about. Everybody can have it. No, maybe you can't do it in the middle of brain surgery. No, maybe you can't do it when the kid just fell down and is bleeding at your feet and you have to run them in and clean up their head. But you can do it after when your child is all bandaged up and happy in front of the TV and you realize it wasn't a big deal.
Uh-huh.
So what do we do instead? We keep going. We get hooked on our adrenaline.
Right.
So it's really about building a new habit. And what we know from research is we all have habit chains. The way uh-huh. you get up in the morning, the way you go to bed at night, the way you eat lunch, there's a certain sequence of events. Start dropping this check-in into your habit chain.
Mm-hmm.
Start making it a new habit. And keep telling your conscious mind, it's a minute, buddy. I need a minute here.
Right.
But not a big deal.
You know, what I'm thinking is it's not this process itself, but rather the natural consequences of feeling and, you know, through this
yeah.
connection and recognizing that, you know, our self inside is saying, no, I'm overwhelmed. I can't do this. You know, that's what I'm talking about. How do we deal with those consequences and face our busy lives?
Well, the best, in some ways, what I teach often is that we need to build a bridge to using the practice. We need to build a bridge to being kind to ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And so we can go back to when we were talking about noticing what the cost is right now, without judgment, without blame, of living your life the way you're living it.
Mm.
And this is actually also really well proven, that one of the ways that we short-circuit personal growth is we go for the big change really quickly. And a really great way to motivate ourselves is not to change anything, but to notice what it feels like, what it looks like, what it's like to live this life the way you're living it right now. So, again, if you take one idea from this show, just start observing. What's it like when I keep running on adrenaline? What's
uh-huh.
it like when I tell myself there's no time for me? What's it like when I keep overriding what I need and want every single time? Don't beat yourself up. That's what the Buddhists call, you know, the second arrow. The first arrow is what's happening. You don't
uh-huh.
have to add the second arrow of judgment to it.
Right.
But
right.
get really curious about it. This alone will be precious.
Hmm. You know, Jennifer, I know you were talking about how you've created this because it was something that you needed to learn and you became passionate about it. Can you share with our listeners, there was a time in your life when you were experiencing a lot of crisis, and yet you took this approach?
I took that approach some days.
Thank you for your honesty. Love it.
And, you know, I'm sure there was plenty of days and plenty of weeks when I forgot. Yeah, it was a couple of years of pretty intense and yet not in any way unique life events. My
uh-huh.
dad was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Mm.
My husband, a bit later, was diagnosed with leukemia.
Wow.
One of my dearest and oldest friends fell off an apartment building in Manhattan from drug-related struggles and died.
Oh.
I lost two big contracts of my work that really affected me financially, but also affected me identity-wise.
Sure.
I used to write for one of Martha Stewart's magazines, and they got tired of me and fired me. So all of this was happening. And then Chris, my husband at the time, did get well, which was fantastic, and then decided, oh, I don't know if I want to be married anymore. I don't want to really quite live this life, which is really understandable. He really went through a midlife crisis caused by his illness.
Sure.
And we ended up getting a divorce.
Talk about all the stress, you know, events all in like a couple of years.
Yeah, and they just kept rolling in. I remember one day in particular was the day that I got lost a contract. I was a spokesperson for a brand, and I was in Las Vegas at their show. I found out there was a hostile takeover of the company, and I was not going to, my contract wasn't going to be renewed nor paid out. I went into the green room to calm down, mindlessly checked my email, and found out my friend Eric had died. That was probably the... And then I had to drive back, fly and drive back to finish teaching a writing retreat. Anyway, so during this time, you know, these tools, they were... They didn't always allow me to make the right decisions, but they allowed me to make decisions that felt true to me. And they allowed me to navigate the consequences of the decisions I made.
So what do you mean by not the right decisions?
Well, for instance, I don't want to... I hate when self-help people make it sound like if you use their tools, everything will be perfect. Because that's not how life works. So I was
unfortunately not.
I know. I was not with... There's no magic golden ring to find. I was not with my dad when he had his fatal heart attack. Mm-hmm. I was actually in Venice, Italy, seeing my husband. And so there were, I wasn't with my dad when he died about a week and a half later. You know, there were things that I did during the divorce that I wish I had done more skillfully.
And that you learn from it, right?
I'm continuing to learn from it, but I think the most important thing that I did was stay on my own side.
Oh, that's huge.
Stay on my own side and keep staying awake to it. Instead of numbing out.
Right. Oh, that's a powerful message. Let's, whose side are you on anyway? Yeah.
And I think before all those events happened, I did hold the belief somewhere in me that if I just did life right, this stuff wouldn't happen.
Yeah. We'd love to be able to control those things, wouldn't we?
Yeah. But like really a deep belief, like you were speaking about earlier, like if I just really was a spiritual, kind, compassionate person who's of service in the world and who, you know, just like earnest Jen, then everything would work out. And these are the moments when we become much more spiritually mature and emotionally mature when we realize, wow, no, that's not how life works. Right. How life works is what am I going to do with it?
And yet, fast forward a little bit of time, and you've remarried, and you talked about just, you know, the morning connection you were having with your husband. So despite things falling apart in certain ways, you're to a place of new connection and joy.
Absolutely. And I think part of what I hope the book allows people to do who are in falling apart times and transitions is learn how to, from the inside out, navigate to what's next and how to get through those times when you've let go of one trapeze bar and you don't even see the other one coming yet.
You're just flying through the air. Yeah, I've been there, done that, and it's pretty intense, and that's a difficult time to navigate.
But if we don't learn to stay on our own side during the more stable times in our lives, if we keep giving in to the stress and the pressures of everyday life, when those inevitable falling apart time comes, we won't have a prayer of navigating it well. And that's when we get bitter, we get stuck, we stay in the job or the marriage that's dead, or we, you know, end up, you know, living a much smaller life with a much more closed heart.
Yeah, we need to go to another quick break. More with Jennifer Loudon, author of The Life Organizer, when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW CRN and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with the wonderful Jennifer Loudon. She's the author of several books, including The Life Organizer, A Woman's Guide to a Mindful Year. And, you know, as we talked about before, you can cover up the W-O in woman's on the subtitle, and it can also be A Man's Guide to a Mindful Year, because really what you're talking about, Jennifer, is about creating a life from sort of a more mindful, heart-centered place.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. That's it. And from a place of, I'm teaching a course right now with about 75 women online about all of this, and it's we keep using the term knowing home, learning physical ways and energetic ways and feeling ways to be safe and centered and awake no matter what.
Uh-huh.
That's the key. And so the book just gives you some ideas to do that, and you know ways to do it already, everybody. It's about giving yourself permission and making it a habit to practice them.
Well, you know, what I love about this, Jennifer, is, you know, you're talking about something that's really a non-linear process. I mean, yes, you've got steps to it, but it's really more an organic process. And yet you've organized this for the linear mind that I've got within me week by week and going through, you know, the different steps. Like on week 18 here, how much of my heart am I willing to shine out into the world? And then you've got a little place here of what you need to let go of based on that inner conversation. And you've got all these different steps that help a person sort of look within and shift, and yet it's in an organized fashion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's I never thought about it that way. And really the heart of the book are 52 weeks They are not dated, so you can go away from them for weeks and months and come back. The book is structured so you can dip into it in so many different ways, make it your own. It always makes it easy to come back to. The app that is free is structured the same way. You can find it at jenniferloudon.com.
Yeah, and
the point of the questions, though, is that they spiral back on each other. They keep reminding you of these basic concepts in the book and allowing you to apply them in another tiny walk or step around the spiral of change.
And, you know, with one of the things that I've discovered through my own processes, through the awareness, through the embracing more and more of the true self, and I think that that's ultimately what we're all seeking to do, once you know certain things, you can't unknow them, right?
Right.
And so when you go through a process like this, it helps you discover more of who you are, where you're coming from. And that's got to make a person shift.
Well, it does if we're willing to keep opening to it. We all have a tremendous amount of built-in denial and built-in defenses. And I promise you, everyone does. So don't waste any time feeling ashamed about it. Again, it's how we build up the resiliency to keep looking at the truth, looking at ourselves, and not shying away or judging the ugly part, the dented part, the petty part.
The shadow side.
Yeah. I mean, we all, and I think that's one of the great gifts of some of the internet communities, that people feel less alone. They see someone like myself who shares really openly in my blog about what I struggle with. And then you're like, oh, I'm not the only one. And we tend as human beings to project onto other people that they have it more together. And they're like, well, if Jennifer struggles with that, mine must not be so screwed up.
And, you know, you've helped many, many people. I know that there are lots of testimonials on your website. Can you share, you know, briefly ways in which people get affected by integrating these kinds of processes into their daily life?
You know, here's a really simple story. There's a woman in my course right now, the Life Organizer Navigation course. So I'm going to offer it again in the fall. And she is a physician on the East Coast, has a young child, married, and she wrote in our group yesterday that she came home after a really hard day and she said to her husband, should I have the ice cream or the happy cow? And he's like, oh, have the happy cow. You know, I think that has less calories or something. I'm not sure. And she stopped, and I've been teaching them to check in. What do I really want? To use the inquiry. What do I want? So she checked in and she's like, I really want the ice cream, but don't have a guilty relationship with it. Sit down, be present with it, be mindful. She said, I had six small bites and I was done.
Right.
And so this is a concept in the book I call shadow comforts and time monsters. It's the ways that we comfort ourselves that don't really recharge us. They just numb us out or take us away from ourselves.
Sure. And suppressing all that inner stuff going on doesn't help us move forward authentically.
No, because then we don't know who we are to move forward or what we want to move forward to.
Right. So, Jennifer, can you remind us again of your website?
JenniferLouden, LOUDEN.com. / life organizer, and there's lots of free goodies there for you, including an app to use the book.
You also do online events as well as events around the country. Do you have anything coming up?
Well, I have a course that I teach that will launch in April. It's called Teach Now, and it's for people who want to teach. So we have everyone from professors to people who want to teach knitting in their community sign up. It's an online program. And then in the fall, I'll do the Life Organizer Navigation course again, and that's also online. And I'm not sure what else is going to happen this year because I'm trying to write something new, and so I need to take some time. And then the big news is I'm going to Bali in April for my honeymoon.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's supposed to be an incredible place.
I know. So I'm really excited.
That's fabulous. Well, I know that with writing, it's there's the gestation period and the birthing process, and it's, you know, when you pick up a book like this and it's beautifully written and well organized and everything, you think, oh well, you know, this person had it all in their minds. They've been teaching this; it should be easy. And yet, having worked on my own book, it's not an easy process. Sometimes it does require a lot of focus.
Oh, I I said to you at break that I love that you read the first few paragraphs of my book on the air because it made me go, oh, look, you wrote something good. Because I'm writing right now and it just absolutely is not very good.
Oh.
And I'm not sure. I mean, that's part of the creative process, which is also the process of life. There are no guarantees.
Yeah.
So how do we learn to be awake and relaxed in the face of there are no guarantees? And that's really the secret to resiliency and creativity, is to be relaxed and awake no matter what.
That makes perfect sense. And yet it's a little scary. I think that oftentimes we're trying to control circumstances so that we don't have to face that lack of guarantee.
That's right. I love the quote. It's from an acting teacher. I'm not actually sure whom, but excitement, fear is excitement without the breath.
Love that.
So just let's breathe and relax a little bit. That's what my book is really about. Breathe, relax, get curious.
That makes perfect sense. And, you know, it's not always easy to implement, but what you've offered in this book, I think, is offers a pathway to becoming more whole. And I thank you for that. And I also thank you for joining us here today on the Christine Upchurch Show.
My pleasure. It was so much fun.
Oh, it has been fun. And I look forward to connecting with you again. And again, the website is jenniferloudon.com. And if you need to find your way to the archive so you can listen to it again, or you want to find out more about what it is I offer, you can go to stellarreflections.com. Thanks so much for joining us here today. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com. On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom, with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.